Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oregon, if Michigan beats Ohio State and Indiana beats Purdue.
Oh, then yeah, it would be
Oregon would play Indiana in the championship game.
Yeah, Washington would have to beat Oregon for Michigan.
Correct.
No,
Michigan can get in if Purdue beats Indiana.
Oh, that's true.
And they beat the Ohio State.
More than likely that won't happen.
Yeah, so if Oregon wins and Michigan wins, it'll be likely Indiana v. Oregon in the championship game.
But more than likely, it's going to be Indiana and Ohio State.
Now, another fun fact is if it's Indiana and Ohio State, that is the first time that the Big Ten championship game will feature two undefeated teams.
Oh, well, there you go. That's kind of fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun. And both of them will be fine. I think there's a good chance that in that scenario, they both get a bye anyways, because remember, it's now top four. And as long as it's not just an old-fashioned ass-kicking, if it's Ohio State and Indiana, they'll both get a bye. It's just a matter of who's a one and who's the four.
Now, is it going to rain up in Seattle? Are the Ducks going to get another rain game here?
I don't know. It's supposed to rain here, but I have not seen the Seattle weather, but I can take a look for you. And by the way, Lou Holtz about ready to turn 89. So Lee Corso.
Hasn't by a year.
Older than.
Okay.
Let's look and see what the old Seattle weather is.
I hope there's no rain.
It looks like 46 and just cloudy, but does not look like there should be a bunch of rain.
They're kicking that off 12:30, yeah?
Something like that. There is a 20% chance of rain, but if it is, it's not going to be like, you know, a downpour. So we should be okay. I don't like, especially in games like that, don't give me the sloppy, no one can throw the ball, you know, piss and rain. No one wants that. Get decent conditions out there and see who's the better team.
Deal asks us to rank Lou Holtz, Lee Corso, and Joe Biden.
As far as being able to understand or like wanting
to
be
around? I would imagine how far off the reservation they are.
I hate to do this, but I believe Biden's one. And then I think Lou Holtz the two. And then I think...
Wow, Corso the most coherent?
No.
Oh, least coherent.
Least coherent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look... That is a losing proposition any way you slice it, but yeah, I feel pretty comfortable with, like, I got to give like an hour long present. Okay. Hour, 15 minutes of coherent talk. Biden one, Lou two, Lee Corso, a distant third.
I think I could go with that.
Yeah. The person has to be generally aware of what's happening. That's the correct answer.
Yeah. Biden most aware.
Yeah.
Holt second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anyone's fully aware of what's happening, but I'm talking a general awareness, like what's going on.
Try it again, please.
Yeah, that's where we're going with that. Okay. Well, for God's sake.
I'm old. Yeah. I am
what
dying.
Do you want from, what do you want from? One of them was the leader of the free world, for God's sakes. Like, I had to be able to keep it somewhat together, right?
So if the Ducks lose, so Tosh Lapoy is a candidate for the Cal job.
Yeah.
The top candidate, so it seems.
Will Stein is his name. I think Will Stein's name will pop up again. Yeah. It's kind of quieted because the dominoes haven't fallen yet. Yeah. But next week it's going to get wild in the coaching carousel. So maybe for some of those
Smaller jobs.
Smaller job. And I say smaller. I mean,
yeah,
the Arkansas of the world. I don't know.
Well, Arkansas got their guy already.
Oh, who'd they get?
They got the what's his name? Central Florida. Oh, God, not Central Florida. South Florida.
Scott Frost.
No. Who's the South Florida coach? Name is escaping me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Alex Gulsh.
You're doing great.
Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name.
Alex Gulsh, yes, is the new coach at
Arkansas.
Yes. He used to be at Tennessee. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he is, yes.
He was at Tennessee. What do you
he
mean?
Was the offensive coordinator and tight ends coach at Tennessee.
Under who? Heupel?
Probably would be my guess.
That's kind of an underwhelming hire, isn't it?
Yes, he would have been there under Heupel. So he is the next man pegged. And I thought, by the way, they handled it pretty well. Like, they released a statement basically saying, hey, coach has been informed us of this and there's an opportunity. I guess it's not, I mean, it's, they haven't made the announcement yet, but he communicated with South Florida and said, hey, if they offer me this job, it's mine. South Florida acknowledged it. So they are handling this pretty well from both sides of it. South Florida knows that he's not going to turn down that job, and he's not trying to pretend that, that he's doing anything other than leaving.
Well, there's also Rashad Samples is out there, and he's, of course, an assistant head coach at Oregon.
Mm.
And he's kind of a hot name, good recruiter.
Yeah.
He has been mentioned with the North Texas job that just opened up.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
So, the Ducks could lose LaPoy, Stein, and Samples.
Sure. I mean, as these, like you said, as the bigger jobs get filled, sometimes by smaller places, then, you know, it opens up. Like UConn all of a sudden has an opening. Now, I'm not saying any of those coaches are taking the UConn job, but, you know, when you pull a coach from somewhere else and you have to fill it, and for places that are smaller, you usually go down the coordinator road to hire that. Now, the question becomes, would someone like Will Stein leave? Obviously, the Cal job is much greater than Colorado State or New Mexico or UNLV or something like that. But would Will Stein leave for that, or does he wait around for a better gig?
Yeah, I don't know. But some of those jobs, they don't have to wait because they're not in the same candidate pool. But it'd be kind of interesting. I don't know how big of a hit that is. I know it is for Stein, but I think there's a lot of Duck fans who'd be like, LaPoy, particularly with Dan Lanning's defensive pedigree.
Sure.
I think a lot of people would be like, LaPoy, okay.
I get that LaPoy doesn't have the he doesn't get the accolades. Their defense has been hammered this year.
No, he's been good, but I think the thing about LaPoy is he's always been known as only a recruiter.
Yes.
X's and O's, maybe a little weaker in that area than recruiting. Yeah. And then when, you know, his name never comes up until it's a huge game and they lose.
Yeah.
And last year against Ohio State, mm-hmm. That's when Tosh LaPoy starts taking heat. It's like, look, you can win 96% of your games with Tosh LaPoy. He's good enough for that. But when push comes to shove and you're playing the best teams with the best players and the best schemes, you think you might have a little bit of a weakness there.
I also think, too, there's the idea that because Lanning's a defensive guy, that it's somehow his defense, and that it's easier to replace the defensive coordinator when you have Dan Lanning there as well.
Well, I would think so, yeah. But I don't know that. I mean, I don't know how much Lanning is involved with the defense. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he has a hand in everything, but...
Well, sure, he's the head coach. I just mean, it's not necessarily his defense, is it?
Oh, I think it's his defense. I think him and LaPoy work hand in hand. Now, he doesn't call plays, but... I would be willing to wager that Dan Lanning is more involved in the defensive day-to-day stuff than he is the offense.
Well, that, yes, of course. He's not an offensive guy, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I guess we'd find out.
Sure. I just think that is the belief that, and it would probably be vice versa. If you have an offensive coordinator, even if he doesn't call plays, if you have an offensive mind that's your head coach, you probably feel better about replacing an offensive coordinator. I think that's just kind of the natural presumption, but I'm glad that LaPoy is getting some flowers if he ends up getting that job. I think he's done a nice job, and I think sometimes he is an easy scapegoat for Oregon, but their defense has been lights out
this
year.
Well, he's had a pretty wild ride.
Yeah.
He's been a lot of different places. Yep. His name is always popping up, but he's never been the head coach anywhere.
But it sounds like Cal may come a-knocking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.